Spokesperson Mavela Masondo.
Top public order police, they are always on standby 24/7. If something happens, then they act swiftly to prevent violence or disruption.
The Gauteng Electricity Movement, Trevor Nkwane, says the government has failed to hear their cries about the ongoing power cuts.
Eskom is switching off working class and poor areas more than the richer areas.
Meanwhile, Eskom says that they won't turn off your lights after four of its generation units returned to service. The power utility staved off rotational power cuts yesterday due to the optimum performance of its generation system. Customers, however, are warned that the load shedding could be implemented at short notice. Eskom spokesperson Sikonati Manjanja says the system is still unreliable and unpredictable.
We have received some of our generating units returning to service, helping increase our capacity to generate power and indeed to avoid load shedding.
Oh, by the way, speaking of load shedding, we've got bigger problems on the line because of coal supplies. We'll tell you about that at about 7:30 this morning.
Gauteng Premier David Makhura is to address the province today during the official opening of the legislature. The 2019 State of the Province address will be held at Sefako Makgatho Health Science University in Garankuwa. He is expected to cover a number of issues affecting Gauteng, including the township economy and ETOLs. The DA Soli Musimanga says the ETOLs are here to stay.
Now, what the Premier has been doing all this time is actually just kicking the ball along and hoping that the people of Gauteng will somehow forget and then begin to pay. But the people of Gauteng are very adamant. We are paying enough.
My babo. Hey.
And finally, accusers of Harvey Weinstein have welcomed the guilty verdicts in the rape and sexual assault case against the former Hollywood mogul. Actress Rose McGowan told reporters this is a great day, while others say the ruling brought hope to victims that their voices will be heard. 67-year-old Weinstein, who was convicted in New York City of third-degree rape and first-degree criminal sexual act, he was cleared of the most serious count of predatory sexual assault. Weinstein faces up to 25 years in prison over the guilty verdicts relating to two women. His lawyers say they will appeal. Gold is trading at $1,661.81 an ounce. The dollar is at R15.17, R16.31 to the euro, and R19.50 to the pound. Starting the day off with a fog in parts of Gauteng becoming partly cloudy later, a low of 13 degrees, peaking at around 25 degrees in Johannesburg. Your Twitter trends, Soweto shut down, Kobe, Liverpool, Kobe Bryant, and Soweto.